Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, here with Alex Rodriguez for episode 27. We've covered strategy and ROI measurement. Now let's get practical. How do you actually integrate AI tools with existing systems? Alex, I keep hearing about agentic workflows. What are they?
Sarah, agentic workflows are game-changing. Unlike traditional automation that follows pre-programmed rules, these systems can reason, plan, and execute complex, multi-step processes autonomously. McKinsey's latest study shows companies deploying agentic AI are seeing unprecedented automation levels. Think of traditional automation like a vending machine. Press A, get candy A. Agentic workflows are like smart assistants that understand your goal, figure out the steps, and adapt based on conditions.
That's a fundamental shift. What are the key integration strategies organizations should consider in 2025?
Seven major trends every CTO should track. First, real-time AI data workflows, moving from batch processing to continuous live data streams for instant insights. Second, multimodal AI integration. Systems processing text, images, voice, video, and databases simultaneously. Imagine healthcare AI analyzing medical scans, patient history, lab results, and voice notes together for comprehensive recommendations.
How do organizations connect these different systems technically?
Third trend, API-first integration strategies. APIs are the connective tissue of modern systems. Organizations must design for integration from day one, not bolt-on connections afterward. Fourth is AI-powered document understanding. Extracting insights from contracts, invoices, and reports directly into workflows. This isn't just OCR, it's true semantic understanding.
What about security in all this integration?
Fifth trend, AI-driven security and compliance workflows. With data breaches costing $4.88 million on average, security can't be an afterthought. Modern approaches embed security, monitoring, and compliance directly into AI workflows. Sixth is cloud-native and hybrid integration for seamless operation across mixed environments. Seventh, AI agents as digital coworkers, performing autonomous tasks integrating with ERP, CRM, and supply chain systems.
How should organizations implement these without getting overwhelmed?
Understanding the 9 agentic workflow patterns is key. First, prompt chaining. Connecting AI interactions in sequence like a relay race. Perfect for employee onboarding, coordinating HR, IT, and training. Second, multi-agent collaboration. Specialized AI agents working together. In customer service, one agent handles sentiment, another product knowledge, a third billing systems.
Intriguing. What other patterns matter?
Intelligent routing automatically directs requests based on content and urgency. Reflection and self-improvement let AI systems analyze and adjust their performance over time. The key is strategic simplicity. Start with one high-impact use case using the simplest pattern that delivers value. For example, expense reporting. Start with receipt data extraction, then chain approval routing and accounting integration.
How do organizations with legacy systems integrate AI without disruption?
Use orchestrator agent patterns, AI systems that bridge old and new systems. A 20-year-old ERP can work with an orchestrator agent that extracts data, applies AI analysis, and feeds insights back without system replacement. You're building bridges while modernizing at your own pace.
Cautionary, what mistakes should organizations avoid?
Biggest mistake, trying to solve everything at once. Enterprise-wide transformations usually fail due to complexity. Another pitfall is focusing only on technical integration while ignoring change management. The most sophisticated integration won't deliver value if people don't understand or trust it. You need training, communication, and cultural adaptation alongside technical implementation.
Empathetic. How critical is data quality?
Absolutely foundational. Successful agentic workflows depend on context curation, ensuring AI has access to the right, clean, relevant data. This requires breaking down data silos, establishing consistent formats, and ensuring governance frameworks. The good news is modern AI can help improve data quality as part of the integration process.
Analytical. How do you measure integration success?
Track both technical and business metrics. Technical side, system uptime, response times, data accuracy, error rates. Business side, process completion times, productivity improvements, cost reductions. Most importantly, measure adoption rates and user satisfaction. The best integration is worthless if people aren't using it effectively.
Forward thinking, what trends should organizations prepare for beyond 2025?
Evolution towards autonomous business processes is accelerating. We're moving from AI that assists decisions to AI making certain decisions independently with clear escalation paths. I also see AI native business processes, workflows designed from the ground up for AI capabilities rather than retrofitting existing processes.
Recap and closure. What's the most important takeaway for listeners implementing these concepts?
Successful AI integration is about enabling better business outcomes, not just deploying technology. Start with clear objectives, choose the simplest integration pattern that delivers measurable value, build complexity gradually. Focus on systems that create immediate workflow improvements. Always invest in change management alongside technical implementation. Think of integration as building a foundation for continuous improvement, not a one-time project.
Enthusiastic. Excellent advice. Tomorrow, we're exploring change management and AI adoption strategies, because even the best technical integration needs people on board. We'll cover organizational readiness, overcoming resistance, and sustainable adoption practices. Thanks for joining us on AI Daily.
Warm conclusion. Until tomorrow, remember, great integration connects systems, people, and processes. Keep building your AI-powered future.